Hello and welcome. This is the OR Gamecast, episode 29. My name is Quinn, joined by Nick. Hello, Nick. How are you?
Hello, Quinn. How's it going?
It's going all right. I'll update you after I've
done. This isn't going to be another depressing one, is it?
No, it shouldn't be depressing. I think we have some good stuff to talk about today. But like I was saying, I'm going to have to update you on my status as time goes on and my food is being digested.
Okay.
Because like I was telling you earlier, I had some Panda Express, and it didn't feel good going in my throat.
So, Panda Express, the official sponsor of the OR Gamecast.
Yeah, exactly. We need a sponsor, I swear. I'm thinking about calling some people up, Nick.
We already talked about that. That was streaming.
Sponsoring our stream. And then no one even watched that highlight.
No, you guys should watch that highlight on Quinn Does Gaming YouTube's channels.
The audio is probably like really terrible, and then you can't even understand anything, and there's like chivalry going on in the background. But whatever. We got Comcast to sponsor us.
Yeah, Comcast. I think that was the worst.
Hitler.
we figured Comcast was the worst.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was right when Comcast was being hated on like crazy, which is pretty much every day, but. Yeah. Anyways, Nick, what's going on with you? What's up? I see you got some nice news to tell us.
Yes. Well, I don't know if it's news, but it's only been like 4 days since we recorded the last podcast, so nothing really has happened except for this weekend I saw Avengers 2 in the movie theater.
And how was
it? I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm just going to say I liked it.
Let me just... there's a little coincidence, all right?
Okay.
So I'm wearing my Captain America shirt right now.
Oh, you're just like Sean. I went to the movies with my friend Sean to see Avengers 2.
Oh, is this the other guy who writes on OR?
Yeah, he's the one co-founders with me.
Yeah, cool. And he wore it as well?
He didn't wear it to the movie there. I actually asked him, I was like, where's your Captain America shirt? And he's like, I don't want to be embarrassed. I forget what he said, but he didn't want to be embarrassed.
Oh, okay. Well... so I'm wearing my Captain America shirt right now. I haven't seen the movie, but I wore this shirt to work because for the most part you can wear casual stuff as long as you have like jeans on.
Yeah.
So I wore it to work, and apparently the conversation at work was all about Avengers 2. So this is kind of cool that you're bringing it up, you know?
Yeah.
Would you recommend it to other viewers?
This is what I'm saying about Avengers 2. If you like the first one, you're going to like the second one.
Did you like the first one?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's
I am not the hugest Marvel comic book movie fan, but I still enjoyed the movies.
Okay.
I don't think they're the greatest thing ever. In fact, I dislike it. I'm one of the few people that dislike it when Stan Lee's on the screen.
You don't like the cameos?
Yeah. It takes me out of the movie because it's not Stan Lee's fault. It's not his fault. It's the people watching's fault. Especially when I'm in a movie theater, you'll see everyone around being like pointing at the screen when he's on, or like whispering to their significant other who it is. And when it's just like embarrassing for everybody. Sean's one of those people. Like, gets all excited at the movies, and it's just like, calm down.
Yeah, I feel you.
I just want to ruin everyone's Stan Lee fun here.
I think the experience you're trying to describe here, where, like, everyone gets excited in the movie theater.
Yeah.
Like, the worst part is, like, in comedies, when a joke is terrible, and the entire theater starts laughing, and you're just sitting there like, God, how old are you?
It's not that bad.
I know. But I just had like a flashback of one of those memories, and I didn't know what to do with it, so I just talked about it.
What's annoying about the Stan Lee thing is like no one's cheering. It's just people are like pointing at the screen
and like talking to each other about like, oh, like, that's Stan Lee.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you're in the back row, you can see just the whole theater's doing it.
Like, discussing Stan Lee on screen.
Right.
Oh, that's funny.
What's nice about the theater I went to, though, is they redesigned it, and they had recliner chairs.
Okay.
Like, your feet are all the way up, you know? Like, recliner chairs. And there's still plenty of room for people to walk in front of you.
Wait, your feet go all the way up?
Yeah, they're recliner chairs, like a Lazy Boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're really nice. And so you don't have to worry about people kicking your seat anymore. I couldn't hear anyone talking or doing anything. It was nice. It was nicely spaced out.
Wow.
I think I'm going to go to that theater for now.
Was that, is it the same price?
Yep, same price.
Oh, you lucked out.
Yeah, yeah. The theater, it was, the, it used to be, it didn't have those chairs. It was just the normal seating arrangement, but they weren't doing so well compared to the other movie theater in town.
Yeah.
It just had better seats and whatnot, but they, this is what they started doing. They would play movies that were out for a couple months already.
Yeah.
But charge $3.50 a ticket.
Yeah, I know some theaters like that.
Yeah, but then that didn't work out for them, so they're like, let's try the leather chair recliner thing. Maybe it's last-ditch effort.
Do you think it will work for them?
It's hard to say, but I think I'm going to start going to that theater more, often rather than the
If
other
there was
one.
A theater who gave you, like, ample room... A recliner chair, like if you it was comfortable to watch this movie, then I would be down for
I saw Monkey Kingdom the other week in a normal theater. That's a set like an 80-minute movie, and my ass was hurting me like hell by the end of it. Avengers 2 is like a 2.5-hour movie. I was still comfortable as ever by the end of it.
Yeah, the problem I think would be like I could fall asleep in those things.
That was, but you don't have to do a recliner. I didn't, because for that exact reason. Oh, okay. I would have fell asleep. But there's like a button. It's not like a push button and it pops out. There's like a you know, in the car, how the window, you press a button and it slowly goes up. Yeah. And you can control it. That's what it is. But okay, with recliner. Neat. It's really
How do you feel about the hygiene on those chairs? I mean, they're leather, right? If someone spills or whatever, how are you going to deal
with
that?
I was thinking about this, and... If they keep the hygiene up, I'm fine with it. I mean, it's new seats, so
yeah,
they were fine. But we'll see in a couple months.
I mean, the thing I'm worried about is like someone spills, the leather gets sticky,
right?
And now you got sticky Mountain Dew all over you when you lay down in the chair.
I feel like it would be pretty stupid of the movie theater to spend the money to put those seats in not clean them.
Well, the thing is, I don't know how efficient you can clean leather chairs is the thing I'm questioning. Like, if someone gets in the nooks and crannies, I doubt they go into every, like, 150 chairs in the nooks and crannies and cleaning it.
I was wondering the same thing, but we'll just have to wait and see. Another thing about this movie theater I just want to mention is you pick the seats while you're buying the ticket, which I've never done before.
So, like, a flight almost. Like, you have to reserve your spot.
Right, like when you're buying your ticket, you're like, oh, two for Avengers. And then I'm on the monitor in front of you, he's like, are these seats okay? And then you're like, oh, could I actually sit over here next to the
whatever
exit or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, okay, here. And then it lights up and he's like, okay. And then you got to go in the theater and like, oh, I'm D3. And then you look for the D on the floor and whatnot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty fancy. I'm surprised it cost you just the same amount.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Man. Well, my experiences aren't as, you know, incredible as yours in the past 4 days, but what I did do was that I made some videos, and I hope you saw them, man.
I saw the dream one.
Yeah, well, not videos. I made a video. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah, but at least I had 3 out in a week, and I haven't done that in a while, so I feel pretty good. It might not.
Yeah, that dream one was interesting.
Was it? I was.
Or
I,
not like, interesting that you would post it.
Yeah, I was debating whether or not I should even leave it up.
Yeah. Seemed like people liked it. That's good.
Yeah, that's like the problem is that I didn't like it. And
I didn't really like it either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I actually turned up the speed to 2 so it'd be over quicker.
I didn't know I had that option on my videos. Cool.
I'm in the HTML5 beta for YouTube. It's easy to get into, though.
No, who cares? I don't care. That's, yeah. But, I was, like, debating, like, oh, man, this is kind of a crappy video. should I just remove it? Because it's also, like, 11 minutes long.
Right, and it's about a dream. Dreams are an odd thing to talk about for long amounts of time.
Yeah, so I felt like, oh, God, I talked about basically nothing for 11 minutes. Like, that's what I felt.
I'm glad you're saying this, because I thought... I was watching and I was like, he probably thinks this is the greatest video ever.
No, no, no. I was like, see, by the end of it, did you listen to the end?
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh, well, I guess that's kind of it. There was nothing really exciting, you know, going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I only recorded it once, and then I, like, by the time I finish, I'm like, oh, this is really crap. How am I supposed to end this video? And so I just was like, I just kind of cut it off, but...
If people liked it, though.
That's yeah, good. That's the problem. I don't want them to like it, so that I like, have permission to remove it. You know, like, if people, like it and thumbs it up and whatever, then I'm like, ah, maybe I have to, like, keep it up there, even though it's not that great, but...
I don't think it's any harm to keep it up, though.
I feel like it's harm.
Then take it down.
I don't know. We'll take all my videos down. I was talking to Masturbate and Play Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
And so basically, I don't know, when I posted that video, I was going through like a midlife video crisis or something.
Uh-oh.
And I was just like asking him, you know, to be honest with my videos and stuff like that. Yeah. And he's like, well, well, let's see here. You know, the dream one wasn't really that great. And now that I think of it, a lot of them aren't really that great. I mean, some of them are good, but the majority are just kind of, you know, nothing I would shake a stick at. And I'm like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah, but that, yeah, it's good he's being honest.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, and then I started thinking about it. I'm like, oh, God, wait. These videos are crap. Like, all these things are just fluff. What am I supposed to do with this? So, I don't know.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, is fluff better than nothing?
I don't know. Because
that's very hard to decide.
Yeah, and I was also, like, trying to defend myself. Even though he is right that a lot of my videos are kind of crap lately. But I was like, I don't have much time. So I'm kind of trying to put out whatever I can. And... even if it's not the best, at least it's something. But I would much rather have time to spend on, like, actually editing something. Right. Or make a series or something.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say. Like, let's take Avengers 2. What if they only had half the time to make it? You know, so the effects weren't as nice. Would we be like, well, they only had 6 months to make it.
Yeah.
But we don't know that.
Like, a lot of, like, the last video, like, the last couple videos, I usually just have, like, 20 minutes to, like, get all the audio done.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, God, I have to, like, really crank them out, you know, even though they're not the best. Either way, that is, like, a side note. The real thing I wanted to bring up, right, is that I encountered a first world problem yesterday.
Okay.
And it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Oh, God.
So my computer runs so cold that the outtake fans that, like, spit all the air out,
yeah,
are literally making my room freezing. I'm wearing a blanket right now, and it is 81 degrees outside.
That is kind of amazing.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay, how much power is your computer using? Your probably electric bill might be going up.
It's less than 650 watts.
And it's making your room cold?
Yeah,
I've never heard of this happening. Have you?
I think the main thing is that I have my desktop on my desk, and the fan is, like, kind of near me. So yeah. It's making all the air, like, around my face really cold, which is making the rest of my body cold. And
are you one of those types of people that get cold very easily?
Not really. Like, I don't know. I'm a pretty burly guy, Nick.
You don't have to carry a blanket around, like, Linus?
No, never. But for whatever reason, it's just, like, it's really brisk. And it's tingling my nose hairs. And it's, like, making me chilly, man. And what I've had to actually do is I've had to, like, turn my desktop, like, and have the fan go away from me right now.
I thought you were about to say I had to put a blanket over the computer so it wouldn't be as cold.
So, yeah, I'll give it some hot chocolate and stuff. But, man, I was like, I've noticed it over the past couple weeks, right?
Yeah.
But it's becoming a problem. It's becoming a problem, Nick.
Are you the type of person that always runs a computer? It's always running?
Oh, no. I don't do that. I dislike those people.
All right.
Do you always run your computer, Nick?
If I'm around it, it's if I'm in the house, it's on. But when I go to bed or what, if I leave, I just put it in the sleep mode. Turning off your computer, I hear, is worse than putting it in sleep, though. Because turning it back and on, off and on every day, it's better for the computer just to put it in sleep. I've read about that.
Does putting it to sleep refresh its RAM?
I don't know, to tell you the truth.
Because if it doesn't, then basically you're running off, like, you have, each time you use it, your RAM gets smaller and smaller. That's why you should restart it every once in a while. And I turn it off every single night.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, if you want to get all of your RAM potential or whatever, yeah. Like, especially when rendering videos, if you need a lot of RAM, you should probably restart your computer.
I restart it once in a while, but I don't just turn it off if we're going to bed or whatever.
Whatever. I mean, my computer is better than yours. What?
My computer is better than yours. It can handle itself.
I highly doubt that, Nick. I highly doubt that. Those are fighting words.
That's actually weird that it's making your room cold, because I've always experienced making the computer always makes the room warmer, if anything.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what to say. I mean, it's just,
well,
I guess
you won't need an air conditioning this
year. Just happy that it's making me cold for now, because when it gets over 100 degrees here in the summer,
yeah,
at least it will be like lukewarm rather than steaming. So yeah. that's the dream. I don't know how effective it's going to be, or if it's going to stay, you know, stay cool. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Maybe you should put some clothes on.
I am wearing clothes.
Whoa. Podcast first.
Yeah, podcast first. Usually I don't wear pants. Like, honestly, I was thinking about taking my pants off today, but, you know.
What are you going to do?
But I can't take my pants off right now. And there's dogs around.
Yeah.
What are they going to do when they see my pants off?
You don't want to see your dog's butthole, and they don't want to see your butthole. It's just a common agreement between the two animals.
I believe that's inaccurate, because dogs are all about the butthole, so... Not my butthole,
not,
but just
yeah,
butthole.
Not human ones.
I don't know about my butt. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that in general, dogs are attracted to the smell of
your butthole.
Yeah, of butthole smell.
We already talked about buttholes last week, didn't we?
Yeah, Skolin put a comment where.
Oh yeah, you did.
Quinn liked Nick's butthole. Yeah.
What did we say in the podcast? You were like, they're going to make funny. And I was like, nope, they're going to turn around on you, Quinn.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
Or something like that.
Well, speaking of Skolin and Chief and Master Bane, Play Pokemon, and whoever else watching, just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Anyways, Nick, that's all I got.
Just a little moment of silence.
Yeah, just a little moment of silence.
I know you guys listen to the podcast just for the silence.
For all the fallen viewers out there who've ditched the podcast because they didn't enjoy it enough.
Yeah. All right, you want to move the game?
Yeah, let's move. You talk about this professional.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5.
Yeah.
Gets a name. Quinn, did you see the screenshots in this link I posted?
I haven't seen anything about this. Is the name Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5 now? Is that like the official name?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, it is. And it's going back to its roots. It's saying classic, you know, 2 minute type things.
Okay.
Rounds to get points and whatever. But the screenshots, the graphics, they don't look that great.
I'm going to look at it right now.
Tell me what you think of the graphic. I think they're lacking something. They just seem bland. I don't know what to think. They kind of just.
Oh,
I don't want to say
no.
They're PS1 graphics. Maybe PS2 graphics.
No, these are.
What do you think? What are you thinking?
This looks like Skate 1 graphics.
Skate 1 graphics?
Yeah.
I haven't played Skate 1 in a long time, so I don't remember what the graphics
are. This looks very similar to the screenshots from, like, Skate 1 and Skate 2.
It's kind of disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's really disappointing.
Right. I love the Tony Hawk games, but this is kind of a bummer that these screenshots... I'm still gonna play it. I'm still gonna give it a chance. I'm still looking forward to it, but I just, it is kind of disappointing to see those.
And I think it's also disappointing that it's going back to its roots.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad about that too, even though most people love that.
I think, well, it's good and all, but this isn't like a skating game. This is like an arcade, like the original Tony Hawk Pro Skaters, right? They were arcade-y games. They weren't it didn't feel necessarily like skateboarding games. Like the early ones, they just felt like race down this arena as fast as you can. Collect, you know,
Tony Hawk?
Yeah.
I never felt that way.
Like Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, you had to like race, you had to get, there were time trials.
Right, because you had goals to do.
Yeah, like that was the gameplay. You had to just get a bunch of goals to get the next arena. Yeah. And that kind of takes away from like the more modern style where you have like an entire city to go skate in.
Right.
Like if it's just arenas, which it's looking like, it looks like they're just plots of land where you can only skate within, at least from the screenshots.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be pretty bummed out.
It lessened the hype for me.
Yeah. And it's like the screenshots are reminding me of Skate It.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Tony Hawk like Wii game.
Yeah.
Like the motion controlled games.
Skate It. Don't remind me. Actually, that's one of my first reviews on the YouTube channel is of Skate It.
Yeah, like. This is what these screenshots are reminding me of, like, terrible skateboard games. And it's, like, giving me a terrible vibe right now.
I'm in danger.
Yeah, I guess don't pre-order.
Don't pre-order, people.
Don't pre-order. It's a terrible idea.
Reddit's going to have to post another. Guys, when Star Wars comes around, don't pre-order it, okay? Yeah.
They're going to know. They're going to need to have Tony Hawk come to an AMA. And then everyone's gonna be pissed off.
Yeah.
How dare you make Maj cash money, Tony? Goddamn.
Tony ruined the games.
Yeah. Gamer or Tony Skatergate.
Let's move on to the next thing since we're already talking about.
Yeah, I guess we'll just move on to the next thing. Next topic for gaming news. Is that last week, 4 days ago, we were talking about how it was like this big shitstorm over
I'm not happy that we're talking about mods again.
I'm not either. And I'm getting pissed off because it comes up so often now. But 4 days ago, we were talking about how Skyrim was having buyable, purchasable mods and everyone freaked out, right?
Yeah.
And now the PC version of GTA 5, when people play the game with mods, they're getting banned from playing single player and multiplayer.
No, they're not getting banned from playing the single player. I think they're just getting banned from the online. But
if you use the mods
in single player, you can also get banned from the online. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Which is kind of ridiculous because GTA 4 let you use mods in online and single player, so
I think everyone can agree except for Rockstar that this is ridiculous. The only thing I have is, does it seem like not many people care compared to the Steam charging people? Like, I figured this would be something everyone would be very angry about, but I see people mentioning it, but it doesn't seem like it's a big deal.
I think,
even though I feel like this is a bigger deal,
I think The reason being is that I feel like there is a lack of people modding GTA 5 on PC right now. And that's why you're not seeing people get bent out of shape about it, because they're not the ones being banned. There are only a handful of people really modding the game.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, like every time the game gets updated, because it's so new and gets updated quite frequently, the mods all break. So it's not even like a good system at the moment. So that's another reason why people aren't really into mods for GTA 5 at the moment as well.
Good point. I saw a video, though, on front page of Reddit about someone like put a gravity gun into Grand Theft Auto 5 and was like, you know, using that as a gravity gun. You're picking up cars and throwing them and whatnot.
Yeah. There's actually PC Gamer Magazine. If you go to their Twitter, they tweet pretty much every single day some random YouTuber's video of a GTA 5 mod. So I've been watching those.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, they get pretty interesting. Like there's that mod where you can, I forgot what it does, but basically it just lets you do fun things that you kind of want to do. Some of them are even like Saints Rosie, which is kind of cool.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. But is it a ban though? Cause I'm hearing people are only getting like temporary 2 weeks, like suspension type things.
I don't know, because the other thing with that is that even if you get 2 weeks suspension, you're gonna still have mods on your single player like load file.
Yeah.
And then you're just gonna get banned again for 2 weeks. But
why wouldn't they want mods? I don't understand. Wouldn't that be a selling point?
Yeah, I have no idea. Because GTA 4 had it, why wouldn't GTA 5 have it? Especially when they put so much more time into making GTA 5 for the PC.
Right.
Like, way better than the console version. So I have no idea. Like, they spent more time making it better for the PC community, yet they're banning the PC community.
I understand why they would not want them on online.
Yeah.
Unless they have, like, separate servers just for modding.
Yeah.
Groups. But single player, I don't understand.
Yeah, that's at all. That's the bizarre thing. I think, I don't know, maybe there's like some transfer of in-game money that you can do from single player to multiplayer. Maybe. And maybe that's what they're concerned
about. I'd rather get rid of that than just have the mods.
Yeah, I don't even, like, it's not even that big of a deal if someone has like $1 million in online. Who really cares? No one. Like, people just want to have their mods and have a good time, so.
Yeah.
And getting back to, like, you saying some people were getting suspended or whatever, I think there are people getting, like, banned permanently. Like, people sending emails to Rockstar saying, hey, why am I banned from online? Like, well, I didn't even do anything. I just played a mod or used a mod in single player, and now I can't play multiplayer ever again. Like, what's this?
And it's almost like you should, I don't know, I feel like people are now going to buy it just for, if they don't want the mod, but if the people that are going to mod, are they going to want to pirate it now? Isn't that, like, go against, like, them selling more copies?
Oh, no, I doubt it, because the only way to connect to Rockstar multiplayer is to use their social club
group. I meant for just single player stuff.
Well, I mean, you can still have the game for single player and use mods, because you're not going to get blocked out of single player.
Right.
So, like, I don't think it's going to...
That's true.
It's not going to turn people down from purchasing the game, but the weird thing is that Rockstar's argument isn't really, like, they haven't even said anything formally, but when people ask them in emails, like, why am I being banned from multiplayer, they just say, well, if you read, you know, your terms and agreement with us, it says if you mod the game at all, then you get banned.
That's too bad.
Yeah. And I think that's just, like, it's probably not the heads of Rockstar. It's more of just, like, people... I feel like it's the people who are like, well, they're breaking the terms and agreement rules, so we have to ban them. Not like, oh, let's not piss off the PC community right now.
Yeah, it's very interesting because of last week and people freaking out about it. Like, to go back to the pirating thing, I think if people are angry enough, like, I saw people being like, I'm not going to use Steam anymore if they do this pay for mod thing.
Yeah.
So if they're willing to not use Steam at all, I think people would still pirate GTA 5 just because they can't mod.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's, like, the hardcore people who get really pissed off. Like, no, the vast majority of people are not going to quit Steam just because they have purchasable mods. Like, the people who are getting
I don't know, man.
There was, like, one guy who was like, I'm going to make an entire different thing than Steam.
Because that's right.
Steam is so terrible, blah, blah, blah. Like, no one's going to, like, switch to this guy's system. I don't know. I'm just...
You remember last week when you said the ratings for Skyrim went down?
Yeah.
I checked, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and it's back to being at very positive. So I don't know if they got rid of the...
Well, what was the percentage?
Oh, I don't know. I just saw that it said the average is very positive.
Okay, because, like, I don't know. It was at like a 96 or a 98, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's still like a low 90 now, or like even 86 or something, because I think Very Positive is like 85 and above. So, anyways, I think we're done talking about this. Who even cares?
We're done with the mods. If another mod thing happens next week, forget about it.
Yeah, I don't understand why people can't just be cool with their games, and people can't be like cool with mods and junk. I don't understand. I don't understand, Nick.
Quentin doesn't understand everybody.
I don't. But one thing I might be able to understand is this game you've been playing. Why don't you give it a shot here?
Put me in, coach.
Yeah, I'm put you in, Nick. Go do something.
This game was recommended to me by Skolin, a friend of the podcast. He's sent me a message. It's called the 404 Sight.
Okay.
And it's a Mirror's Edge type running parkour type game. He described it as, and I agree with him on this, Mirror's Edge meets Tron.
Oh, okay.
Because it looks like Tron, but you're running around like you would in Mirror's Edge. And it's free to play, so that's nice. And it's still buggy. He even mentioned that it was kind of buggy, but it's free to play, so it's something to check out. I was having frame rate issues with it, actually. But they are updating it still. They actually released an update yesterday. And I played like 5 to 10 minutes of it, and it was pretty fun. You're just running around and whatnot. So I haven't really played any games since our last podcast, so I apologize. But this is a game to check out. It's free to play. You can't go wrong.
I'm surprised Skolin didn't tell me about this, huh?
Uh-oh, I got someone in trouble. Sorry, Skolin.
When Skolin talks to me, all he says is that his dildos are on fire and I need to help him.
Seems like an emergency.
I don't know. I'm just saying that was definitely not recommending me a game to play. So.
Well, that now I'm recommending it to you, Quinn. I pass the torch to you.
I don't know. I don't want to be the...
Would you even want to play this, Quinn?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Mirror's Edge, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mirror's I recommend...
It. Another game. One of the... I think it's the second video on my YouTube account. Second video I ever made.
I highly recommend Lima to both Skolin and you.
Okay. Is that free to play?
The prototype is, yeah.
Not good enough. Oh, Skolin recommends free games, Quinn.
It is, Nick, if you're only going to play 10 to 11 minutes of it, you'll have enough time to play through. Like,
I only played that little much because I just got it for the podcast.
Well, the Lima demo is like 2 hours long, so.
Okay. It's on Steam?
I don't know, but it's...
404 Sight is on Steam.
Oh, my...
If everyone's wondering.
It's a good game. Lima, go check it out. Has good music, has good visuals.
Now Quinn's all sour because Skolin didn't recommend the game.
I'm pissy, Skolin. You and me are going to have a talk after this.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm never going to mention Skolin ever again on this podcast.
Good luck with that, Quinn.
You know what I even did? Nick, I said, I told Skolin, if he gave me a joke, I would tell it on the podcast for him.
Would you tell me that it was not your joke and that you took it from him, or would you like play it off it?
I would say brought to you by Skolin.
Okay, what was the joke?
Well, I can't say it because he stole it from a TV show, so.
Okay, what's the TV show?
I think it was Gravity Falls or something.
Uh-huh. I haven't seen it, so you could got away with it.
I hadn't seen neither, so he got away with it with me. I didn't realize it wasn't his joke, and then he told me it was. Whatever. Anyways, you played 404 Sight. I played some games. I played Counter-Strike and Team Fortress 2 a little bit. But the game I want to talk about is a game called Exanima. All right?
Okay.
And so...
Exanima.
And
E-X-A-N-I-M-A.
Exanima.
Yes.
Now, I highly don't recommend buying this game.
Oh, no, don't forget I spelled it out for you guys.
Yeah, don't go looking this up to purchase or anything like that. The reason I have this game is that this game is a prequel to a game called... Now I have to look it up because their naming is really terrible. I think it's called Sui Genesis.
Okay.
Here we go.
Is this some foreign game company?
It's...
Is this in a different language?
S-U-I-G-E-N-E-R-I-S. Sui Generis. Anyways, that's the game I kickstarted. And this is kind of the prequel they wanted to put out on Steam for people who... it's essentially the demo for the full game.
Yeah.
And what the game is, it's like a dungeon crawler RPG type of thing. But the combat is all physics-based. What that means...
It's not good.
Well, let me explain. So, the way it works is... It's top-down, so it's like a dungeon crawler, right? Like a Diablo-looking type of thing.
Okay.
But the way it works is that... Your weapons don't do damage, necessarily. It's how hard you hit.
All right.
And... how hard you hit is determined by the physics in the game. So,
okay.
You have to and because you're playing with WASD and you have to use the mouse to kind of drag your arm, right? You're dragging your body and moving your feet with WASD so that your mallet or mace or whatever you have in your hand swings hard enough and hits the enemy, right?
Wait, does it control like that, what's a track game, Cubo?
Quap?
What is?
Quap.
What?
Quap?
Quap. Oh, yeah, that's right. Does it control like that, where it's like each limb is like a different button?
No, it doesn't control as bad as that, but the thing is, when playing it, you're pretty much like, no, I could be playing Quap right now and get the same results. Like, I have no idea what the hell is going on.
So you don't recommend it.
I don't know, it's very weird, because I've been trying to read the reviews, trying to figure out, is it just me, or are the physics, I don't know, it's just too hard. It's really hard. No, it's not free.
Okay.
It's really hard to, everything's really fun. Everything's really fun, picking up items and stuff is really cool, because the way you interact with, chests and things is that you literally... use your mouse to open them, because it's a physics engine. And if you want to go search a barrel, you lift the lid off the barrel and search inside. Okay. So that part's really cool, and you, open doors with physics and stuff like that, and that's all fine and dandy. But the problem with the game is the combat is so difficult to perform with this physics gameplay that I just don't even know what to do. Sometimes I'm, winding up for a swing... and for whatever reason, the physics in the game say my foot, flew up in the air. So I, just fall over and the mace lands on my face and I die.
I'm looking at the Steam page now. It looks like a fun game, but from what you're saying, it's not. But the user reviews say very positive.
The problem is that it is. It looks like it's a really good game because I want it to be.
Like a Diablo RuneScape type deal.
Yeah, but And the physics idea seems cool. If I hit someone hard enough by swinging a certain way, I can do a lot more damage than just pressing left mouse or whatever.
It's an early access game, so do you think they'll be able to fix it and make it better? The idea of this game is, you're making it sound like the idea is really good and it does have potential.
It has potential, but I'm really worried because I kickstarted this game 2 years ago.
Oh wow!
And I remember when they were prototyping this game, they would send newsletters out, and they were saying the combat is so ridiculously hard to work out,
mm-hmm.
because it's all based around physics, and they were having a really hard time figuring out how to make it work. And this was a year and a half ago, and now that I actually have a chance to play it, or play the systems they're using for the real game, I'm really underwhelmed, and I'm really concerned that the $20 I spent or whatever. No, I actually think I spent $50 on this.
Yikes.
I don't know. The problem was it looked so good, it sounded like a really good idea, and then it doesn't work out the way you want it to.
That's too bad.
I think if they map it to a controller and you just move your arm, if your right thumbstick controlled your arm rather than the mouse, it could work a lot better, but I doubt. I think they said they don't have plans on bringing controller support.
What?
I think it's because this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they had trouble with it a year and a half ago, but because they've been playing their own game for a year and a half, they've gotten good at using this wonky system. So they think it's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's why, like, the reviews and stuff, I feel like a lot of the reviews are saying, oh, if you spend a couple hours using the mechanics, you can figure it out. But I don't want to go spend 2.5 hours tripping over myself. Yeah.
This reminds me of Zelda Skyward Sword, where it came out and there was some reviewers didn't understand how to control the game correctly, according to like how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
And they would review it poorly because of that, and people were very upset that, oh, they didn't even play it right. But the game let them play it incorrectly, you know?
Yeah.
So who's really to blame? I don't know. It's one of those tricky, how do you look at this game and review it type things.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just really disappointed, man. Like, I've been waiting for this game, and then finally I had the chance to play it. Because, like, the reason I think I backed it was that it reminded me of, like, Baldur's Gate games.
Yeah, it does look like that.
And I was like, oh, yes, I've been waiting for, like, this type of thing for the longest time.
Yeah.
And then it controls like a retarded turtle. And
you ever play Champions of Norrath?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it was an EverQuest type game, but it was like Baldur's Gate.
Uh-huh.
That game, it was on PS2. That game was really fun.
Yeah, God.
Really recommend that if anyone still has a PS2.
Yeah, I like the Baldur's Gate games for the PS2 were really good.
Yeah.
Like, where instead of having just like a party or whatever, you were just like a single person.
Yeah.
And yeah, you bought weapons and stuff. Oh man, that was a good time. That was a good
Champions of Norrath was the same thing, but you could have a friend. It was actually one of the first games I played single, like the campaign of the single player, but with another person online. And throughout the whole game. That was one of the first times I did that on a PS2.
Well, I meant like Baldur's Gate, you could have co-op people in your game. It wasn't like the other Baldur's Gate games are
party based. Yeah. Oh, okay.
They're party based games. Yeah, like the really old ones are party based. Like a Final Fantasy type thing.
Oh, okay. I don't think I played those then.
I didn't
think of just the PS2 ones.
Yeah, the PS2 ones are where it's at. Anyways, I think that's enough for what we've been playing, Nick. I don't want to talk about this Xanima game anymore. It reminds me of like enemas now. I'm just not into it.
Quinn's had a rough week. He didn't get recommended a nice game like I did.
Actually, I had a really rough day yesterday, man. I was scrambling. My printer wasn't working. I had to print out like 50 pages of stuff, and I couldn't do it. And it was just, I had to like send documents from my PC to this Mac because the PC wasn't printing properly. And then the Mac printed all weird because it was PC documents. And it was a tough day yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Good thing the podcast was today, then.
Yeah, good thing. And you know what? You know what, Nick? You know what happens when I have a tough day?
You get some Panda Express.
I go to my favorite apps.
What a good way of going into the random topic.
Random topic for
favorite
this
apps.
Favorite apps.
Do you know? I want to tell you the reason why I chose this topic. Can I?
Go for it.
I'm going to go for it.
Go for it.
One of my favorite apps is Zombie Run.
Okay, so this is a game, correct?
It's a game / fitness app.
Uh-oh.
And they're coming out with a new version, and season 4 is coming out.
Oh, there are seasons?
Yep. Have you never heard of this?
I've never heard of this.
This is a fitness game where you put on headphones, and it's like an audiobook almost. It tells you a story of what your runner ate. I think it was runner 8. And I think in the first season, I did it so long ago, you're like finding medical supplies and whatnot. And there's like a chunk of story where it's like 2 minutes where you talk to people and whatnot. But then it goes to your music. Like you listen to a song from your music on your phone or whatever. And while you're running, you can pick up items to help your base. But there's also zombies can come and attack you. And if a zombie horde, you'll hear it, like the zombies yeah. are 2 meters away or whatever. You gotta actually pick up your pace because your phone, you're getting tracked by the GPS in your phone, so well, it knows it's how it's fast
you're... It's accelerometer in your phone.
Oh, yeah, that. Well, you can have it either way.
Oh, okay.
So you can use it on a treadmill, but you gotta go faster to run away from the zombies. If the zombies do catch you, they take your items and whatnot.
Ah.
So you keep building your base, and then you hear the story, and then you're doing missions and whatnot. It's really cool.
Do you have a treadmill then?
What's that?
Do you have a treadmill then?
Yes, I do have a treadmill, but I also, I like doing it outside as well. There's something about doing it outside, especially early in the morning where there's no one really out.
Oh, so it's kind of creepy.
It's kind of like, oh, you kind of, it's, I don't know, more realistic is the word, but it's a better experience, I think.
Interesting.
It's a really fun app.
And it says you can track all your stuff on online as well. It's not even just through your phone.
Right, yeah, they've been updating it like crazy. And the new update, it's going to have a new interface. And I think they're adding the support of streaming music things like Spotify and whatnot. So you can use those too.
Are you going to do a review on this then? Have you written a review on the Apple website?
Not on the Apple website, but I've written a review of the app when it first came out on Organizer Reigns.
Wow.
This was, yeah. I think it came out in 2012. 2012 it came out. It was like one of those original Kickstarter things, too.
I'm surprised that not ever hearing about this. I mean, it is, let's state, it is $4 on the App Store, yeah. And it's for 12-year-olds and up, so I'm sorry, Skullin, but you can't.
He's still mad about the 404 site thing.
A little bit. But yeah, so that's just something
to be
aware of.
It's a fun app. I recommend it for anyone that likes walking and whatnot. So it's Zombies Run.
Okay. How many apps do you actually have on your phone, Nick? Like, give me a rough estimate. Like, how many pages of apps?
Pages? 2.
Okay.
That's on my Android. I just got the Android in December.
And how many...
So it's basically just the whatever comes on the phone apps.
Oh, okay.
There's only a couple added apps.
All right.
Why? How many pages you got?
I got a few, all right?
I had like 5 on my iPhone back when I had it.
Sorry, my getting vibrates right now.
Uh-oh. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite or do you just have a couple favorites?
So here the thing is, I have like pages of apps, correct?
Yeah.
But I only use very few of them. Like,
right.
There were several times when the App Store would give you free apps that are usually worth something.
Yeah, I remember.
And I would kind of just pick them up. Yeah. Now, mainly, there are only a few apps that I use regularly. So they're YouTube, I use a lot. Pandora, I use a lot. Twitch, I use a lot. Twitter, I use a lot. Steam, I use a lot.
Twitter?
I don't use a lot, but whenever...
You have been using it more often.
I've been trying. And the thing is, whenever I actually tweet, like, all my tweets are generally from my phone. And I've been trying to up the ante a little bit, you know, get on that. I also have a podcast app where that comes with your phone. But that's good. Yeah. And I have a lot of games. The ones I play the most are Hearthstone, because Hearthstone's now on mobile.
Cool.
I play a finger skateboarding game.
Okay.
It's called True Skate, which I recommend. It's pretty cool. You can actually buy DLC maps for like 99 cents, so you get like different skate parks and stuff. Also, Slick Deals. I have the app on here as well. I just have so much stuff. Like, there's Netflix I'll watch.
Yeah. You're naming, like, well-known ones. Do you have any, like, lesser-known ones that is your favorite?
Lesser-known ones.
Because one of my favorite apps is the Google Play app, because I have a subscription to Google Play.
Yeah.
And I like how you can just download songs from your playlist onto your phone, so you can use it when you're not connected to anything, like 3G or anything. I like that. And then there's a lot of stand-up comedy albums on there I can listen to. I like that, too.
Well, I mean, mainly what I use for the most part is, like, Pandora or my podcast, because
yeah.
when commuting like to and from work, that's just, I just play it through my car and then I'm good.
Yeah.
I mean, I recommend if you want to sell some stuff to have like the Amazon seller app or the Amazon app period.
Those are good. Yeah.
I think those are really good, especially.
I was actually using it today, checking out how much my books were worth.
Yeah, same. Like, that's what I used it for. Like, trying to figure out, okay, can I actually sell these books? Or, like, will they be worth the, like, process shipping, of selling them? I also have this speed test app from Ula. It's the same as speedtest.net on the World Wide Web. And it just tests your ping to the nearest, like, server location, your download rate, and your upload rate. And that's always useful. Especially, like, if I have to help my dad or something and his computer won't connect to the internet, I can at least check and see if the Wi-Fi is getting good reception.
Yeah.
I had a fitness app that I was using for a while. It's called My Fitness Pal.
Oh, yep. I've heard of that.
Yeah, you've heard of that. And that's pretty good as well. Because you can actually track your calories, et cetera, et cetera.
There's Nexercise too. I don't know if you're interested in that. They're like, you can get achievements and compete with friends and whatnot.
I don't invest time looking up
Fitness.
Yeah, fitness apps. I haven't actually been looking at apps since like Hearthstone came out on mobile. Like, generally I don't.
I'm the same way. I was really into apps years ago, and now it's a rare time to think about apps for me, except for the Zombie Run update that's coming out. I'm excited for. I also use Waze, that social media GPS
map. Yeah, I use that as well. That's actually really useful.
Yeah.
If you don't know what it is, it basically alerts you to when, like, people will say on Waze, like, oh, there's a car pulled over on this road, in 15 meters there's going to be a car on your right, and a mile and a half, there's going to be a police car pulled over on the left. So, like, be careful. Like, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Which is really
useful. It's really nice. When I think it was 2 weeks ago on the podcast where I was stuck in Ohio, I was checking Waze, and people were still stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
It shows, like, how long the traffic jam was going. It was kind of cool seeing that. Not cool that I was in a traffic jam, but cool I could look into it.
Yeah. I also have like QR readers.
Yeah.
So that I could just, if
how about,
like,
Shazam?
I do have
the
Shazam.
The music finder app.
I have Shazam.
I got a guitar app, tabs.
Oh,
because I play a little guitar. It's easy to.
Oh, you play a little bit of guitar, Nick?
Yeah, just a little.
just a little bit.
I the books I was looking to sell today were all guitar books.
Well, maybe you should keep them. It could help in the future.
Yeah, but I can access all the tabs I want online, or chords or whatever. Might as well get rid of the. Like, I'm thinking, you might be upset about this, Quinn. I think I'm gonna sell most of my physical games, because digital is becoming more of a thing. I think I might as well sell the games while they're worth something, you know.
Actually, I was having the same thought yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I'm never going to play on my PS3 again, or my Xbox 360, and I have a lot of games just sitting around, and I think it might be best if I just sell them all. Even if, I can't go back and play certain games because they're not going to be on digital for a while.
Yeah,
but it's not like I was going to go back and play them anyways. Like, I still have, The Last of Us. I haven't beaten it, and it's still there for my PS3, and I'm never going to touch it ever again. So,
like, if you're going to touch it, you might as well get the PS4.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if I want to go ever play it, I can just always get it for $15 and play it on PS4.
Now, this is just an idea for me, because I could see myself come back next week and be like, I'm not doing it, man! Those are my babies!
Yeah. Like, the only thing I'm concerned about is, like, God damn it, I went through all this trouble getting this N64 and these two goddamn games, which cost me a fortune. Yeah, and now I have to figure out who to sell them to, or if I'm going to sell them at all. Like, I don't want to go through that, all right? And, like, also, there was a time where I was really trying to collect PS3 games, because when I was working at GameStop, the guy I was working with, the manager, he was a game collector, and he had, like, he told me he had, like, every SNES game, like, every single one, from, like, ones that weren't even made for the U.S. he would purchase. And he had, like, every SNES game. He had, like, all these full collections of games.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, crap, I'm going to do that for PS3. I'm going to be this cool kid. And so, like, I bought all of the Uncharted's because I was, like, missing one or two from whatever, from, like, selling them back or something. And I went and bought all the God of War's. I bought, like, all these series. I bought all the Army of Two's. I got all the Resistances. And then I, like, after a while, I was like, I'm just wasting money, aren't I?
Yeah.
Like, this is, having a collection is probably not a smart idea, especially for PS3 games. So, I don't know. Like,
I think I should sell them, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough decision, because at the end of the day, you're going to realize, oh, well, they're only worth like $150 altogether.
Right.
And is $150 worth the time and effort to get away from, like, to sell my memories?
You know? If they are taking up room, I suggest getting one of those DVD holders. I have one of those. And it's actually nice to have your whole game collection and movie collection in one binder that you can just carry around.
I can't do that.
I always thought I was one of those people. I need it in the case, man. But yeah. Once I did it, it was like, wow, this is so much easier.
I couldn't do it, man. I like displaying my cases.
Well, I kept the cases. They're just in boxes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like to display it, but I didn't. I like having. I found out after I got rid of a bunch of stuff, I like the room. You know, it makes me less stressed, I think. You know, it's less chaotic.
Well, what I used to do is that I used to have a second story to my desk, like a little shelf unit.
Yeah.
And I literally just had all of my PS3 games in cases alphabetically ordered so that I felt really cool about myself. So,
wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I really like organizing my technology.
I hear you. Yeah. It's nice to do, for sure.
But yeah, especially right now, they're just sitting in a box. So I could definitely just reduce that space to a binder. So
yeah. All right. Well, that app again is Zombies Run. I really recommend it.
Yeah, I'll look into it. Yeah, that looks
something like, to walk to and whatnot.
Looks like a good thing.
Or jog.
The thing is, like, I'm concerned about, like, if I'm walking and then it's like, you better pick up the pace or you're going to get eaten. Then I'm, like, going to start running, and then all these people are going to look at me like, why is this guy walking and then starts running? What is he doing?
That doesn't sound bad at all. I don't even know what you just meant by that.
Like, if I'm walking down
the
street...
You have to go from walking to running.
Yeah, I know, but, like, if I'm walking down the street going to get a sandwich, right?
Yeah.
And I'm approaching this lady, right? And she's walking the opposite direction. And then all of a sudden I hear some zombies. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. I have to start running. And
well, then, like, you can just walk faster, too.
Well, even then, I'm going to look stupid walking even faster towards this woman. She's going to freak out. Like, what? This guy just, I could have sworn he was walking really slowly over there. But now that he's gotten closer, he's like running at me.
Well, I've used this app quite a bit, and this has never happened to me. So
I'm just concerned. I mean, I'm just keeping a heads up. Gotta pay attention.
I guess it's for people that aren't like Quinn.
So everyone.
Yeah. This app is for everyone except for Quinn, who is afraid people are going to think they're running it. I mean, I think that's just how you look. Like, that's only because you look funny.
Oh,
like,
I look
like,
funny.
Oh, why is he running towards me?
Yeah, people are like, yeah, that guy looks suspicious. I'm not sure I can handle him running at me like that.
Alright, I'm at Organized Remain. Twitch.tv Organized Remains. Organized Remains on YouTube. And then there's OrganizedRemains.com.
And you don't need to know my stuff, so.
Yeah, Skolin, just recommend the games to me. Quinn doesn't need to know them.
Oh, my God. You know what? I got Chief. Chief is going to recommend. So I got Swift, too. Swift will recommend me stuff.
Now we're going to have people divide. Team Nick and
the
Nerk
versus Quinn war. The Neck versus Queen.
Yes.
Neck versus Queen.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, we're going to make it a 24-hour stream Neck versus Queen. See who
that's
wins.
That's not a bad idea to have verse each other in some games.
Yeah, I thought that's a good idea. See,
if only we had the time.
See, I'm pretty smart.
See ya, freaks.
See ya, freaks.